Hello, and welcome to the Power Hour number 267. So that's how many we've done since more than 5.5 years ago. We started this project off with about 12 people, maybe 8 people, 8 to 12 in the room. That's where it started. Now we have currently just about 700 here now, and we have 600 and something. Oh, we have more. How many do we have? We're going to blow out the room, looks like 670. So, and we usually get another 100 or so. It's going to be a busy show. For the next Power Hour, that'll be using ForeFlight to plan your first cross country. And then after that, the one in January, the first January show is the one that's getting too many opt-ins right now. We're probably at nearly, I can't say the number, but a lot. It's double what we usually are seeing for registration. So I would say to register for that or show up early, and we'll try to get you in. We also may live stream that via YouTube or something or Facebook to accommodate Overage. Okay. Anyway, if you're new here, welcome. Hello. Let's get the show on the road here. The format of this is going to be, I'm going to talk to you about airspace. I have a presentation set for you. You get a copy of that presentation. It will be in the chat for you, and also get one by email. So don't worry about keeping up with it. One of the worst things you can do, and this is good for you instructors to know, is to read stuff while someone else is giving a presentation, like following along. It really doesn't work very well. It's called redundancy principle. And what happens is people don't get a lot out of that. You think you do, but you really don't. So the best thing to do is to just listen, look at it, and you can take some notes. But remember, when you're taking notes, you're also living in the past. What's that mean? That means that I can't see if you're taking notes. And if you're in my class, I'll stop or give something light to talk about. I won't go into any new material because you're living in the past, not in the present. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You're hearing what I said. You're writing now what I said. So these are kind of things to know. So when you see this presentation, you know, it's probably not the best idea to open up and try to follow along. You know, make some notes on it or whatever as you go. That's fine to do. But I can't see if you're taking notes. So I would just say to pay attention. And you have the full presentation there. The format will be, so I'll do that until about 20-some minutes from now. At the bottom of the hour, take a five-minute break to show you some of the stuff we're working on, some new things we're doing. And then that's for 5 minutes, and then we'll go back into it, and we'll close it out at the top of the hour. And at the top of the hour, then we will shut down the show, and then I'll go through the chats, which takes a little bit, see who's in the room still, and then we'll open up the mics. But we're going to show you something. We have a demo to show you, something we've been working on for more than a year. So I want to get your opinion on it, okay? Just some input, if you're around, okay? It won't take very long, but there you go. All right, so let's get on with it. So this is how to read aeronautical charts in airspace. I also have some good resources in here for you. That's why you don't have to follow along precisely everything. If you didn't quite get something, there are some good resources here, okay? So let's start stepping through that. Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.